Hello again, everybody. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And each week we try to bring you a guest who's going to educate us on an area of law that I think we'll all find of interest, special needs law, elder law, estate planning. And this week we've got someone very special, a good friend of mine, Gail Craddy from Ferncliff Manor. Welcome, Gail.
Thank you, Bernie. Thanks for having me on the air again.
It is so great to have you back, and that does remind me, you are a repeat offender, right?
I am.
But you're wearing a new hat now, right?
We are.
All right, so tell me about the Ferncliff Manor hat.
Well, I'm working at Ferncliff Manor, which is a unique residential school for children with developmental disabilities. It was established over 70 years ago. My role is the Director of Community Relations and Development.
Tell me what's unique about Ferncliff.
Oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful place for children with developmental disabilities that are hard to place in regular school settings.
So give me an example of somebody that would be hard to place. Is that somebody with a behavioral problem, somebody with a feeding problem? Let me just picture this.
Okay, well, it's a child that really typically cannot be placed in a school setting for those various reasons that you describe. And it could be a child that, you know, has been placed through the school district to us or through local or government agencies.
And how many kids do you have there?
Right now we have 52 children in residence. We have 52 that are also in school and 13 who are day students.
So does that mean there's about 115?
No, that means
there's 52?
There's 52 in residence, but then additionally there's 13 children that come that are day students.
So there's 65?
Five.
Okay.
That go to school, that don't live on the premises.
Do you find that the demand exceeds the supply here?
It's starting to, yes.
So what are you guys going to do about it?
We are hopefully going to build a brand new campus and residential campus and school and administrative building, and we're talking about that now.
And if that happens, we'll have room for some more kids?
Well, yes, we will.
That'll be great. All right, so let's talk about the process. You mentioned that sometimes the kids come through the district. So what happens if they sit down at their CSE meeting, they get an IEP, and it says, you go to Ferncliff, or it says, you need X, and then the parent has to find Ferncliff?
Well, there's a comprehensive screening process and a screening of the referral information that we receive through the school district, or if the child has been referred through another agency. And then an interview of the school is done, I mean of the child is done, to determine if we can meet their need. And then once they are admitted, an interdisciplinary team meeting is held within the first 30 days. And then a total assessment is done, and thereafter a planning conference to develop an IPP, which is an individual program plan.
Okay. So you say you meet the child. Do you also meet the parents?
Oh, absolutely. In some cases, not always, if there's a child that is void of family members, then, you know, we would meet maybe the guardian or someone that's in authority.
Now, what's the average age of the child?
5 to 21.
So 5 to 21. Mm-hmm. So the kids who are on the high end of the spectrum here at 18, 19, 20, 21, are those kids who have been with you for a while, or is it possible for a 17-year-old to first enter the school?
That could happen.
It could happen.
Yes, it could happen.
And do you ever have to deny a kid?
You know, I haven't been there long enough, but I think we try not to. The only time we would deny a child is if we really can't work with that child to give them what they need. But it's very rare, I think, when, you know, that happens.
All right, so
we really try to work with the children.
The idea is to try to take all the kids if
absolutely
possible. Now, you don't actually do the admissions yourself,
do
you?
No, I don't. Right,
so what's your role at Ferncliff?
My role is I'm the Director of Community Relations, and I'm trying to get their name out there in the community. And
hopefully we can help you with
yes,
that.
You are. Thank you very much. And then my role in development is to raise money for the organization, and they really brought me in as well to turn the organization from a for-profit to a not-for-profit.
Now, you're good at developing organizations, aren't you, Gail? You're being a little humble here.
Yeah, I am.
So you had a former life, right?
I did have a former life.
Just give us a quick background on that.
I was the founder executive director of HeartSong, a music and art therapy program for children with developmental disabilities.
And you built that up from scratch, right? And you're quite adept at fundraising.
Thank you very
much. So I think Ferncliff is lucky to have you.
I'm very fortunate to be there, I have to say. They are wonderful, wonderful people. I have the greatest respect for Bill and Pat Sage, who are continuing the legacy of Bill's mother, who started this over 70 years ago.
And what was Bill's mother's name?
Marguerite Brady Sage.
So this is the second generation?
Yes.
Hopefully there'll be plans to pass it on to the next generation.
It is. There is.
All right. So tell me about, I know this is a bad word, but tell me about the typical kid there. Is this a kid on the autistic spectrum?
Yes. We have about 30 to 40% of our children that live in residence are on the spectrum, and we work very hard with them, with all the children. But we're seeing a lot of success with the children that we have in-house and residence now, who are getting great supports through the Department of Rehab, educationally. We have, you know, so many components to the organization. There's 24-hour nursing. We have psychological, a psychiatrist on staff, or psychologist, I should say, school psychologist. And, you know, it is endless, but there are so many. There's 240 people that work there.
So there's 65 children and 240 people?
240 people. And we have supervisors and life skill assistants. We have teacher assistants. We have teachers who are just fabulous. And everyone works collaboratively. There's an interdisciplinary team. So there's a very big team approach to everything that we do there. And I've been very fortunate because I sit in on those meetings many times.
Now, some of these kids, when they come in, they're nonverbal, right?
Yes.
And are they at some point able to engage in conversation?
We have signing. We have people that can sign. And our life skill assistants, we have an orientation going on right now, and they're learning how to sign so that the children don't become frustrated.
All right, so we've talked about the kids on the autistic spectrum. What other types of children are there at Ferncliff? What types of disabilities might they have?
Cerebral palsy.
So it's also physical handicaps.
Physical, cognitive challenges. We have children with Down syndrome. They just really run the gamut in terms of a broad range of developmental disabilities.
Now, all this care must be expensive, right?
Well, the state pays for that. State education pays for that.
So the state education department pays. So there's no private pay?
No.
So
that's why they come through the school district.
So in order to get in, you have to be referred through the district? So if a parent wanted to enroll a child and pay out of pocket, that's not possible?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, because I'm saying these days.
You know, it's possible, but I can't answer that question. Okay. Somebody will have to call Bill or Pat.
Okay, because I know some of the school districts are getting very tough in the services that they're approving at these CSE meetings. And perhaps if the parents had the means and the school district wasn't ready, willing, and able, and they didn't want to fight the district.
I would think nothing's impossible. Okay. I would think nothing's impossible.
But right now, out of the 52 kids, they're all being covered through their IEPs.
Through their IEPs, through referrals, through government or state local agencies, Department of Social Services, that sort of thing.
We're speaking with Gail Craddy, who's the Director of Community Relations and Development at Ferncliff Manor, an amazing place. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm with the law firm Littman Crooks, and we have offices in New York City, White Plains, and Fishkill. And we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, and we're speaking with Gail Craddy about Ferncliff Manor. Now, Gail, tell us a little bit about some of the services that we can see at Ferncliff.
For instance, the services that we have special education, we have 24-hour nursing.
But let's take one at a time here. Special education, tell us what that is.
Well, that's really looking at the individual program plan for each child and gearing the educational plan around that.
So not every kid gets the same program?
No.
Terrific. Okay, next.
24-hour nursing, because you have children that might be on trachs, might require medication.
So you'll dispense medication if necessary?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we have a doctor on call. And
so if a child has a seizure disorder, would not necessarily be an impediment to going to the school?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. On-site medical care, which we talked about, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy.
And these would be related services provided in the IEP?
That's correct.
Okay.
And then social services, obviously, you know, we have a social worker on staff. Nutritional services, because some children do require special diet.
So if a kid needed a wheat-free diet or some
correct.
Of these other diets that are out there, you'd be able to accommodate.
Absolutely. And then psychological services, we do make sure that we help the children where needed. And then we've done, we have creative arts therapies, therapeutic recreation, and student life services.
All right. Tell me about some of the strategies you might use with some of the kids.
Some of the strategies that we use in order to, you know, meet each child's unique needs and learning styles, we employ a variety of research-based and integrative strategies, including ABA. I think you know Betty Davidson from Navigating the Spectrum. She's working with our staff.
Tell us a little bit about what ABA is.
It's the Applied Behavioral Analysis, and it's and I think you're the expert on that one. Go ahead.
It's my show. I get to ask the questions.
Okay.
All right, so this is something that's going to help deal with kids who might have some behavioral issues. Okay.
Right, and it's a wonderful strategy to work with children, particularly that are on the autism spectrum.
So you've got trained specialists who do that?
We do.
Okay.
And we continue to look at training opportunities for our staff to keep them up to date with things. And then we use techniques like floor time, BART, which is a bonding and relaxation therapy, PECS, adaptive technology, augmentative communication, American Sign Language, as we mentioned before. We're looking at yoga, some sensory integration, creative arts therapies. So, and recently, I should tell you that together with WIHD, which is the Westchester Institute for Human Development, Ferncliff was recently selected as a demonstration site for a touch trust out of the UK that provides a unique and creative movement education and dance program primarily for individuals affected by autism spectrum disorder, complex needs, and challenging behaviors. And they were here from the UK for 4 days, and it was a phenomenal thing to watch. And so we're happy to be collaborating with WIHD, with Navigating the Spectrum, and it's been a wonderful
process. How'd they pick Ferncliff?
Well, I do have some connections, but David O'Hara knew of me through my daughter, who, you know, uses a wheelchair, and she took part in a performance program of individuals that came from the UK this past summer, and so that's how we were in communication, and so
that's quite a connection. So you mentioned there's 240 people working there. Are they employees or are they contracted?
No, they're all employees.
So the ABA, the therapist, the physical, the occupational therapist, they don't work for other people?
They do. They might not be full-time. Some are, some aren't. And, you know, across the board, those 240 people make up full-time and part-time employees.
Now, are there any services for the parents, or it's strictly for the kids? I mean, like psychological or social work services?
I would say the children, I mean, the parents that are connected with their child there, they come to parent meetings. We try to engage them in meaningful okay. ways to help them. Many of our children might not have that opportunity.
Because they don't have parents?
They might not have parents. They might not have a family member that lives close by, or they might be a single parent, you know, so they're not readily available.
So how would you get a referral for a child who doesn't have parents? Where would that come from?
Well, that could come through OMRDD.
Okay.
Could come through DSS.
Are these maybe kids who were in protective services or for one reason or another?
I'm not really sure.
Okay, but it's certainly the place is open
yes.
regardless
it's,
of
right.
of where you come from
right.
and who
if
your parents
there's a
are.
Need,
okay.
We and the state needs us to accept that child, we will make every effort to do that.
Let's talk for a couple minutes about the admission process. What happens? Who do they call? What do they do?
They should call Sheila Chu. She's the director of social work, and the number is 914-968-4854 is the main number, and her extension is 22. Let me see here. Hold on. I think I have that. Yes, it's 224, or she can, or someone can call in and on extension 253 if she's not there.
And then what will Sheila do once somebody makes a call? How does she handle it?
Sheila will walk them through.
She'll make an appointment.
Make an appointment. Come on site to see the facility. Mm-hmm. Talk to them a little bit about maybe what their needs are. What they're looking for, and talk about what we do and what we have available to the child. And then, obviously, she'll walk them through the process of what they need to do to get their child into the program.
Now, does this typically happen this time of year, or is it something that happens in the fall?
It can happen any time where there's a need and if we have openings.
Do you typically have openings?
Right now we have, I think, because we have space constraints, that's why we're looking for a new place. I think we're almost at capacity. We are looking at bringing a few more children in.
How long does it take from the time they call Sheila to the time that there's actually a placement?
I think it depends on the school district, you know, as to how long that process.
So does the child say, I want to go to Ferncliff first, or do they first get the IEP to say, you're going to...
It could be both.
It could be either way.
It could be a referral from the school district to say, you know, we really think, because they may have had many conversations with the family or with whoever is working on behalf of that child, and then come to us that way.
But if the parents, like, heard about Ferncliff because they're listening to this show, and then they go visit tomorrow and say, okay, we love it, we want to come in, then it could be a couple months before they get another CSE meeting set up and the school approves it, and that can take a little while.
Sure.
But if it's done the other way around, then it could happen as soon as you have availability.
Yes, absolutely.
We're speaking with Gail Craddy, who's from the Ferncliff Manor, and we haven't really mentioned where it is. So tell us where it is, Gail.
Oh, it's in Yonkers, New York. It's 1154 Sawmill River Road.
And this is quite an amazing school, which is right here in Westchester County. This is the Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney Show, and we're going to take a short break and be right back. Well, welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm from the law firm Littman Crooks, and you can learn more about us on the internet at littmancrooks.com. Tonight we're speaking with Gail Craddy from Ferncliff Manor. And Gail, tell us, what really is different about Ferncliff Manor? Are there other schools like it?
No, there aren't. This is very unique. It is the only, I believe, the only residential school in this area. There is one in Sullivan County, which is, around 2.5 hours away or
depends
so.
Depends how fast you drive.
We go the speed limit, thank you. And it's far away. And many of the families that I come in contact with don't want to go that far to have to place their child, so they would really like to have something in southern Westchester.
So what makes it different is that it's also residential?
That's correct.
Which means that the children sleep there, live there.
They sleep and live there. It's a home.
So there are other schools like it, but then the kids get dropped off in the morning and picked up in the afternoon.
Correct.
That's weird. So that means there's only 52 kids in Westchester County who need these services?
No, there's more, I'm sure. But, you know, we are the best-kept secret. we're getting it out now into the community.
Well, you better build some more beds soon,
yeah,
right?
I think so.
Okay.
And I do want to say, Bernie, that the school itself is referred to as SAIL at Ferncliff Manor. SAIL stands for School for Adaptive and Integrative Learning at Ferncliff Manor.
So that's S-A-I-L.
That's right.
So the official name is SAIL at Ferncliff Manor.
Right.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what happens during the day. Are the kids getting one-on-one training? Are they in a group? How does that work?
Well, they're in a group setting, and then some children might require one-on-one, so they'll have their life skill assistant with them to support them in whatever it is they're doing. When they come in residence, we have activities after school and on the weekends for them, and it encompasses a lot of what I had mentioned earlier. Children might go on walks, their program is both in residence and in the community, so they go out to different programs in the community.
Do all the kids have one-on-one aids, or it depends on the IEP?
No, it depends on the IEP.
And would these be people they would bring in, or these would be people that are already employees of the school?
Already employed.
So the people you know.
Yes.
Okay. And if they don't have one-on-one, then they're going to be part of a smaller group.
Correct.
Okay. Tell me about how people would find out some more information about Ferncliff Manor.
Well, if our website is currently under construction, but they could email me, and I can then refer to the appropriate department. And that's gcratty, C-R-A-T-T-Y, at ferncliffmanor.com.
Okay. Now, I know you guys do some fundraising because that's part of what you do there.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about what we have to look forward to here.
Okay. On June 7th, we're going to take part in a 5K walk coordinated by the United Way of Westchester and Putnam and the Volunteer Center. And that's going to be at the White Plains High School from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And participating charities will receive 100% of all dollars raised by the walkers. So anybody that would like to walk with us or make a contribution to Ferncliff Manor, Inc., we would welcome it. And certainly you can email me or call me.
So people can leave money in their will, or they can do it while they're alive?
That's correct.
Now, this walk, you're doing with other charities?
We are doing it with other charities.
So how does that work?
Well, you know, they call it the United Way and say that they want to take part in this walk. And, you know, this is going to be our, like, coming out party, I want to say, because we're going to have our T-shirts. We're going to be very strong, I hope.
So if people wanted to give money to United Way, they could also do that?
Yes, they could.
What if they can't walk 5K?
That's okay. We'll walk for them.
All right, and the date, just repeat the date on this?
It's Saturday, June 7th from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m.
Rain or shine?
Rain or shine.
Okay, what about, I know you got some other events coming up in the fall?
We have other events coming up in the fall. One's probably going to be a stay-at-home benefit, and we're working on some other things that you'll hear about in the future.
Oh, I'm sure we will. Knowing you, Gail, there'll be plenty.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on the show.
It's great to have you. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. This week our guest is Gail Cratty of Ferncliff Manor, and we're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back to wrap up. Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. Our special guest this week is Gail Cratty from Ferncliff Manor. And, Gail, we've just got a couple minutes left. Just recap for us the average age of the child at Ferncliff. What grade do you go up to?
Well, it's ungraded. We don't have a graded program just because of the children's cognitive challenges that exist. And so We are ungraded, but the age is 5 through 21 of children that we accept at this time. And I have to say that this has been an incredible experience for me because I've never worked in a place like Ferncliff, and I've never seen so much love and support go out to the children the way I have at this.
That means a lot coming from where you've come from, right? So what happens when the kid turns 21?
Well, as you know, they're supposed to be placed into an adult facility, and we're also very careful as to where we
Do you help the families find placement?
We do, and sometimes, you know, it might not be by choice, but we're very careful to make sure that, you know, the child is going to a facility where they're going to receive the supports.
And the reason that's so, just to be clear, is because the state education department won't pay after 21. So this is really not your decision.
Right, it isn't.
All right, give us one more time way we can get in touch with you.
You can reach us at 914-968-4854. You can email me at gcratty@ferncliffmanor.com. And we hope that you'll come on that walk June 7th.
And if people just want to visit, can they come?
Yes, they should call so we can, you know, make an appointment to take them around.
Gail, it's always great to have you on the show.
Bernie, thank you for all your firm does and that you do for the community. Really appreciate this.
People like you inspire us. This is Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We'll be back next week at 6:05 p.m. right here on WFAS AM 1230. Good night.